Hey everyone, you are tuning into the America's Got Talent After Show. We are going to be talking Judge Cuts 2 and 3 tonight, and we have a very, very special Golden Buzzer winner here with us tonight. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everyone, welcome to the America's Got Talent Season 11 Judge Cuts 2 and 3 After Show. As I mentioned, we have a very special guest in house with us tonight. We had her here before, but we know a lot more now than we did last time. We have Golden Buzzer winner Sophie Dossie here with us. Woo! Woo! Where can they find you guys online?
At Sophie Dossie.
You can find me on Twitter at Madison Kramer TV.
So, as I said, Golden Buzzer winner in the house. Woo! Big deal. Probably the biggest deal we've had in the studio with us thus far. So let's just start. We're going to start with Judge Cuts 2. We're going to talk about the seven acts that made it through last week on Wednesday night. Starting with Golden Buzzer winner. Can you just, like, grace us with your presence and tell us a little bit about that moment? So Sophie, obviously, contortionist, hand balancer, aerialist from the hoop and
neck
fire.
Neck balancer,
fire, breathing dragon, all of the above. Katniss Everdeen yet again. Tell us about that moment when Reba gave you the Golden Buzzer. What was that like? That must have been the most amazing experience of your life.
That was just, like, amazing. Like, when she said, actions speak louder than words, I was like, okay, like,
what's good? Did you know that like, moment?
It was like, it took me a minute in my mind, and then she reached over, and I was like, oh my gosh, this isn't happening. Like, it was crazy.
Has your life changed at all since winning the Golden Buzzer on America's Got Talent?
I mean, like, it's just been so cool. Like, people on the internet are going like, oh my gosh, like, you deserved it. Like, it's really
sweet. Awesome. So cool.
It's pretty iconic. Golden Buzzer.
Yeah,
is
that's
like,
what everyone wants.
It's as my dad said, AGT royalty. It really
there
is.
There you go.
Like, you don't get a higher honor on America's Got Talent than getting a Golden Buzzer. When you and she was wearing a gold bodysuit too, so like
it was the most
like picturesque moment of all time. Your face was the most priceless. Like, what was going through your head in that moment when your jaw just dropped to the ground?
Yeah, I was just like, oh my gosh, like, wow, just like, wow.
Speechless,
yeah,
pretty
yeah.
much. I mean,
speechless.
I was, like, crying watching it.
I was tearing up. I was like, this is the greatest thing. I was, like, taking my bed.
Especially because we know Sophie, and I was like, again, like I always say, I'm sitting next to her now, and I just can't.
It's so different.
You're, like, you have, like, a Hannah Montana thing going on where you have this, like, alternate life where you're just, like, this awesome contortionist by day.
Yeah.
And by night, you're just, like, a normal
14-year-old hanging out with us.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really
so
is.
It's so weird.
It's wild.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the big moment of last week. I mean, it's gotten crazy traction on the internet, hundreds, like, millions and millions of views all over across different platforms. Has your social media kind of grown again the last week?
Yeah, definitely. I've been getting, like, a lot of people just, you know, going, like, yeah.
What's something behind the scenes that an America's Got Talent Golden Buzzer winner could tell us about, like, that goes on behind the scenes on AGT? Like, while you're on set, what do you guys do? Do you hang out? Do you practice?
Well, backstage, we hang out with, like, a lot of contestants, and it's, like, really fun because they're, like, all super friendly. And you become best friends with some people.
Like who? Who are we friends with, Sophie?
Katie Lynn.
Shout out to Katie Lynn. Who, by the way, is 12.
Insane.
I've been under the impression this entire time that she's 16, so sorry, Katie, if I messed that up last episode.
It's a compliment.
She's really tall.
She is tall. We'll get to Katie in a minute because she did an amazing job last week. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that was epic. I mean, like, what a moment and what a cool experience to have as a teenager. Mm-hmm. Like, Most kids don't have this guy. My high school years were not quite as exciting, to say the least. So after getting a Golden Buzzer on America's Got Talent, what comes next? What now for you?
Well, it's going to be definitely crazier. There's Yeah, it's just gonna be crazy.
More elements, and we bring in more danger.
Definitely more elements of danger.
It's all about the danger.
All about the danger. And we're so you got sent straight through to the live show, so you didn't have to go through this horrible process that always makes me
Can't
cry,
imagine.
Where they bring two people or three people up at a time, and they're like, "Eeny, meeny, miny, mo." You know, like you're saying you're going.
Yeah, I was like watching that on the screen, and I was nervous.
Yeah, you get, can you imagine even going up there for that? Like I was like sick to my stomach watching from my couch, so I can't even imagine what it's like going up there and experiencing that. It's very nice that you didn't have to endure that. It's terrifying.
Yes.
Whew. Yeah. Dodged a bullet there. I guess if you could shoot a bow and arrow with your feet, you can dodge that bullet. Yeah.
You're fine with stress.
Totally, totally fine. So, aside from more danger, is there anything else that you're, like, really looking forward to with the live shows for AGT?
I'm really looking forward to just showing the judges how, a person like who just watches like YouTube videos to just, you know, and just create their own
completely self-taught.
Yeah. I mean, you said, I actually learned tonight that you've only been doing this for 2 years, which is crazy because, you know, you think about people who have this crazy skill, like someone who's great at piano, they've like been playing for 20
since
years
they were like
or
two,
something.
Yeah.
So the fact that you've only been doing this for a couple years and you've mastered the skill so beautifully enough to get a golden buzzer again, like that is
crazy.
A huge deal. So yeah, that's the real deal. And very, very excited to see what comes next. I don't want to spoil anything because, you know, live shows. Are you at all nervous for the live shows? Like doing this, because in the past it was pre-recorded and you kind of knew what everyone was going to see before they saw it. Now the viewers are doing this pretty much
when
the same time as you're doing it. So
I mean, like, it's in a way, it's kind of the same thing. Like, you only do it once when you go out there and everything. But it's a little bit different because I'm a little bit more nervous because it's, like, it's live and, like, if you mess up, it's, like, I mean, if you mess up anyways, but it's kind of, I don't know, that different feel.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I mean, just knowing that those eyeballs are on you as you're doing it is kind of intimidating, to say the least. But I think it'll be a lot of fun. You know, there's going to be, like, a whole red carpet and stuff, too, which is, like...
Yeah, I'm excited for
it. Do you know what you're going to wear? That's like a whole
thing. I'm like, going to get ready now.
I'd be starting. I'd have to, like,
start Dolby? Crazy.
Yeah, so you're going to be performing live in the Dolby Theater. And
oh, my God.
Do you feel like there's some pressure going into the live shows now that you've won the Golden Buzzer on AGT?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, like, now that I got the Golden Buzzer, I really have to step it up even more.
Yeah, I feel like there is that added pressure. Mm-hmm. Like, the Golden Buzzer winners, I feel like, are kind of like an elitist
group
now.
The best of the best, yeah.
Because I think by the end of the judge cuts, there's probably going to be, like, almost 10 of you, right?
Yeah.
Probably about 10 Golden Buzzer winners all together. And so, out of the 30 that go through to the live shows...
Well, actually, 8, to be precise.
About
come on now.
So she's good at math also. Like,
why can't you do?
I can't win around here. So there's about 10. The elite 8 will get up there.
Yeah.
I just feel like how it must be kind of intimidating for the other acts to kind of like look at you like this is you're the competition. You know what I mean? Like when people are setting the bar, they're going
to
set it at
beat.
Sophie's level. Like, I think in terms of like contortion, dance, anything, like you're at the top for that bar.
Oh, yeah.
Grace is probably at the top for singing. You know, like magic, we have Darembus, the Philly.
Yeah.
So I feel like the people who have the golden buzzers are kind of where the bar is set for everyone who is coming to the live shows. Do you feel like that or?
Kind of feel like that.
Yeah. I feel like that's kind of how it's going to play out. All right, let's talk about some of the other acts that made it through last week. Let's start with Deadly Games. Woo! I can't watch this.
Your stuff was crazy.
Did you watch it live?
Yeah, I watched it live.
What was that like? Because I know they were very nervous because they had messed up in the run-throughs.
Yeah, I remember watching them and I was hoping, like...
Hold your breath.
As soon as she started, like, spinning that, how do you do that, like, without, like...
So, as a reminder for everyone who watched last week, like I did, she was strapped to a spinning circle. Which fell in rehearsal while her husband throws knives at her. And every time he threw one, I was like, am I going to hear it, like, go into her skin or into the wall? Like, I almost couldn't watch because it was...
Oh, yeah, I always have a hard time
cringeworthy.
Yeah.
That's one of those ones where, like... Do the judges have a sense of responsibility for her life if they keep putting her through? Because what did he... They said he's going to do it with his eyes closed next time. Please.
Or blindfolded or something.
Yeah,
like
she was like, I trust you with your eyes closed. I was like, please do not do that.
Yeah.
The crazy thing about that trick is, like, the other times I've seen it, it's usually like a magician's trick to where they pocket and palm the knives and the knives pop out of the board. Oh. So like they're never really throwing the knives, they just like tuck it into their pants. And the knife pops out of the board on the other side, so it looks like they're actually being thrown, but they're not. So it's a trick where like they actually did it. Well, so I was like, oh my god. How do you practice that?
She's gotten injured a few times, they said.
Yeah.
But do you watch, anyone who's watching, watch America's American Horror Story Freak Show?
Nope, can't do it.
In the American Horror Story Freak Show, they did this act and it went terribly wrong. Let me just say that. So
Yeah.
I kind of have like a little PTSD from that episode of the show.
Yeah.
Not my cup of tea in terms of show, but my roommate was watching it, and I came in at the wrong moment, to say the least.
I would say so.
So that's that act. They're going through, needless to say. People like that stuff. It's similar to a couple of the acts we'll talk about tonight, where, like, the danger aspects, people love it. So, also going through, Caden Bart Rocket.
So cute.
He's really good.
Like, how did they do that?
I mean, you probably know how they did it. I don't want to know. That was awesome.
I was like, where were the sisters not involved this time? And then...
Were those gals coming out of the suitcase?
I don't know.
They were just pouring out of a suitcase. And I kept looking under. I was like...
Yeah! I was like, you could see through. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was crazy. How old is he? He's like 7 or something, too.
Yeah. They're so cute backstage.
They're really cute. And yeah, so him and his sister are great.
Yeah.
He just pops up back in the audience. That was awesome. So cool. They're a lot of fun. I'm excited to see what else they have to bring. Because I love magic and I love kids, so...
And on that note, somebody who didn't go through... Was this Steven?
Yeah.
Very, very
good. Yeah.
He is my favorite. There's actually a trending hashtag, like, bring back Steven.
And I think a petition even. People are signing to get him back on.
He is amazing.
So good.
His act was flawless. Mm-hmm. Like, there wasn't a single thing wrong.
I mean, inside the Rubik's Cube.
He creates his own
Yeah, magic. Because I've never seen anything like that, actually, before. I've seen, like I've said in the past, I've seen people do Rubik's Cubes and I've seen people do magic, but doing them combined is something new.
I'm really upset about that.
I'm pretty upset about that. I think that, like, it was maybe just a rough week for him to have been on.
Maybe.
You know? I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel like he should have gone through. I mean, that was, like, spot on.
Without a doubt,
it was spot on. There was not a single thing wrong with that act. I don't know what happened there, but I was... envisioning him going very far in this competition, so I would have voted for him for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next up is Velo Vaher. Is that how you say his name?
I don't know.
So he's our adult baby contortionist who does some pretty crazy stuff. I mean, he is super bendy and kind of funny. They showed his wife and stuff this time.
Yeah.
I think he's like a bit of a character, and I don't know how far he's gonna go.
Yeah, that's who I would
he's
have
like
had.
He's like a funny contortionist.
Yeah.
He's like a comedian. I see. In my opinion, he's the one I would have swapped
with
out for Steven.
Steven, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, if I had to pick one. Because we already had a contortionist. You know what I mean? I think about the week, and if a contortionist gets a golden buzzer, why would they have not taken it? Why would they, you know? I don't know.
And technically, it's kind of a different contortion. I'm back arching, he's front arching.
Yeah, he's
sticking his head between his legs.
Himself in half. Yeah, you guys really couldn't be more different. Just saying, in terms of style.
The technical aspect of the contortioning.
Or like the exact opposite.
Yes, to say the least. But, you know, he's
Can
fine.
I chime in here for a second?
Yes.
Okay, so I watched this episode, and his act was, like, cool. I'm like, oh, that's interesting, that's cool. I couldn't do that. Whereas, like, your act, like, took my breath away, and I was, like, sitting there speechless, like,
right.
Yeah.
Oh my
god. It's different stratospheres.
Yeah.
How is this possible? How is she hanging from her neck? How can she bend
that
way
for a second?
So easily? Yeah, amazing.
Did that hurt? Like you held the hoop with your neck like a I'm going to try to do it because I'm going to look ridiculous.
Yeah, that trick is like very precise, like especially with the hoop spinning upwards and like the rig going up. Everything has to be like super stiff, like if like one body part moves, like you can like fall off your neck because it's like super, like it's hooked like right there, and like you have to be like super stiff
and still,
and like if you move, you have to be like very careful.
That's it takes crazy. So much concentration too. I feel like
Are you like spotting while you're up there while it's spinning? I would be so nauseous.
Yeah. No, I actually don't get dizzy.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah,
oh,
don't. That's I'm like helpful. Immune to
that's,
that.
Yeah,
now.
It's a good thing.
I'm like dizzy thinking about it. Actually, it's pretty wild. Yeah, that was
like whiplash because the neck's back and then you got spinning.
And what's funny is like that part of the act is like not even the part that stands out the most because the part that stands out is like the fire shooting
but
off.
But the whole thing is just.
But like you just think about the little things that go into an act like that. It's insane. Like even the things that are like, oh, yeah, she's just doing that. It's no big deal. It's like, no, that's probably extremely difficult.
Hence the golden buzzer. Well deserved.
Exactly. Very well deserving. Next up was Julia Scotti.
Love her.
I love her, the comedian. Is she like a grandma backstage? Oh, yeah. I feel like she's just like great.
I felt like she was like my grandma or something.
I feel like it's like she looks at all of you guys probably and is like, now what am I doing here? You know? Like, I'm in this like circus and here I am like...
And that's what I love about her. She's so self-deprecating in her, like, in her act, too.
And she's really funny. Yeah. She's a good comedian. She has a really cool story. I loved, like, her backstory about how she kind of is coming back to comedy now. And this is, like, really the place for people like that. I feel like this is her chance. And I want to see her shine here, which was great. Similar to Moya Angela, who also made it through. A similar story, but a singer. You know, she kind of was working, and she was a teacher, wasn't she? Or...
I
don't know exactly what she was doing, but she was not pursuing music full time, and now is going to do that. And she was
on Broadway.
She was,
Broadway performer.
Oh, which I don't think she was ever like in the spotlight. You know, she was maybe more in the background. But you know, I think she's very well deserving of the attention she got and getting through for sure. Which brings us to another singer, Katie Lynn, Sophie's friend. She's awesome. She's really
so cute.
And you know what? You know what's good is she has Simon on her side, and as a singer, that's huge.
I love her voice. It's so pretty.
It is, and she's a good guitarist. And
she's got the whole package.
She does. She has like a good look about her. You know, she's like approachable seeming. Like relatable for people who are listening to her music.
But at the same time, her voice is so mature sounding for her age.
Totally.
And it's just like that's not what I would expect to come out of her mouth, but it does, and it's incredible.
Yeah, and she's like really pretty and cute.
Yeah,
and
she's adorable.
She has a really like she's definitely appealing. And then we have Sophie, the golden buzzer winner. So those are our seven. We have Deadly Games, Kaden Bart Rocket, Velo Vahair, whose name I'm gonna ruin, sorry, Katie Lynn, Julia Scotti, Moya Angela, and Sophie. Those are our seven from last Wednesday.
There you go.
Solid group. I loved last week's episode.
It was really good.
As we said, the Tuesday and Wednesday last week really killed it. That was like probably my favorite two this season, I would say, so far. They were awesome. Really fun ones to watch. But that brings us to Judge Cuts 3, tonight's episode. We opened with the dancing dog. what did you guys think about that?
Carrie's adorable. Little Carrie. I love when they name dogs, like, a human's name. I just think that's hilarious.
Yeah, it is funny.
Just the fact that her name's Carrie.
It was kind of, like, cute and interesting at the same time.
Yeah. It is. I kind of agree, Simon thought it was great, but the others kind of thought it was boring. Heidi was like, it gets a little repetitive, and Mel was
I
do see that. I mean, we've talked about the Olight dogs that have won before, and I think I compared this act to them in the past. They had a lot of dogs doing kind of stuff like this. This was just one, and with an act like this, when you're kind of a solo or a duo, it's really hard to fill the stage. There's a few that do that, to do that well. I feel like you need to have other elements in it. Like, kind of what you do, you're a single person on the stage, but there's so many other things. There's so many other things that it fills the entire room, whereas with this, it's, like, two small things next to each other that it's kind of harder to fill the entire room with.
Yeah. I mean, she's adorable with her little skirt, little dog, and she's having a great time. It looks like she's, like, smiling.
It looks like the dog's having such a great time.
The dog's having more fun than her human.
Oh, yeah, by far. Yeah.
Definitely. Next up was Daniel Joyner. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing his name right. He is like Michael Bublé. Mm-hmm. Who is this kid?
Completely changed from his first
audition. We saw that with a few of these singers. Mm-hmm. Like a couple of the groups last week, like Lincoln Bridge. And it's amazing to see his transformation from audition to now. His stage presence was insane. Mm-hmm. Also, like, a perfect song choice. He said, it's a new dawn, it's a new day. I'm not even going to try to sing it.
I love that song.
Me too. There was a lot of good music tonight in tonight's episode. Yeah. But he's amazing. He's only 17.
Mm-hmm. And he obviously takes criticism really well because he took what the judges told him in his first audition and applied it.
Taking criticism must be hard. I mean, you haven't really faced a ton of that in AGT yet, but, like, I'm sure you faced it in your life. How does that feel when you do a performance and someone is like, I didn't like this, this, and this? You know? Does that suck?
I mean, like, part of you, like, in your head kind of goes, like, aw. But, you know, you have to take that criticism and then just go, okay, but this criticism is going to help me.
Exactly. Right. And that's what he did,
he
I
really
think, definitely.
He really did.
Yeah.
He was great. I was really impressed with his performance tonight, and thus he made it through down at the end. He was one of our seven of the night. He was awesome. This is one of those like specific instances where I would listen to this cover in my car, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's it, always a say for me, because on The Voice, which is a singing show, which I have to compare these singers to, the whole thing is like, would you buy their song after? Yeah. And that's how they get points, like votes.
Mm-hmm.
I would listen to this song. I would listen to this cover. Definitely. It was really good. Sounded like the original, which is hard to do with some songs. Covering is tough.
Yeah.
Next up, we saw Ilan and Josh are Jewish noisemakers. Simon said it got worse from last week.
It was, they cut really fast.
I mean, they kind of went through it fast, so yeah. I couldn't hear. But like, so like, kind of what I heard was like, it was really cool.
It is cool. Yeah. I mean, I that's one of those things where it was like, I'm like sitting there trying to figure out how they do that. Like,
yeah. Nice little Jewish boys figuring out what, like,
figuring out make noise. It sounds like EDM DJ music.
Something,
but like,
I don't
even know.
I wish they'd showed more this episode. I know. It's hard to tell.
I think because they didn't make it through, they kind of just got a little snippet, unfortunately. But
foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Should have known.
Sad, but they I thought were kind of cool. I feel like it's like that's more, I would say, of a hobby than a talent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, on the stage like that doesn't fill the space for me. It's not like, it's not even like they're singing in the sense where, like, when someone is standing up, they're belting. That
not
really
wowed by it.
Fills
a
room.
Yeah.
Whereas this is like, they're making kind of smaller noises, and it's more of like, let's do this for my friends on a Friday night.
And it's a good party trick.
Really,
I wish I had
trick.
Really,
they'll probably perform it at their weddings.
Yeah. They don't have to pay anybody.
No, pay anyone. I'm going to perform my own beatboxing thing. Next up was The Finest Family. They were like a DJ, EDM, hip-hop dance group. Simon said it wasn't as good as the first time. That was kind of like a theme, I feel like, tonight, with acts being better the first week than they were now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially like this week.
Yeah.
They kept on saying that.
They kept saying that. And I feel like last week and the last two episodes of last week, it was more like, you've stepped up your game since the first round. And there were a few of those tonight, like Daniel, but I feel like for the most part tonight, it was like, with Good Girl, we'll get to them and stuff. It was like, you were great the first time, and then I think they psyched themselves out. Or I think it must be really hard. I bet, especially after winning a Golden Buzzer, but like, you constantly feel like you have to do something bigger. Is that like really intimidating?
Yeah, it's, you kind of just got to think in your head, okay, what am I going to do next now?
Like, do you have like a bag of tricks up your sleeve? Like, okay, so if I do this week, I feel like that's kind of hard though, because do you have to save some?
You kind of have to save some, but at the same time, you can't.
You can't hold back because
you can't really hold back. Like, I kind of went, like, all out, and, you know, but you also have to save, you know, a little bit. You can't just go, like,
because
crazy.
At the same time, they want you to switch it up. They want to see something more.
Yeah.
But it's like, it must be really, you have to strategize, like, am I going to give this, and then, but what if I make it another week, then I've already done that,
Yeah, but then if I don't, I still want this to be
then you'll,
a lot.
Exactly.
You know?
You'll regret not doing it. That must be so hard.
Yeah. And singers don't have to deal with that, because they're just...
They do have song choice, though.
They do, that's
which
true.
Which I think is a huge deal. Like, if you,
I think it is, like, still a little bit difficult, because they have to, like, choose a song
that fits them.
And if they choose, like, a song one week, they'd be like, if I had just saved this one farther down.
They have their songs that they know they...
Yeah, I feel like anyone who's made it at least this far as a singer has, like, the ones that they know that they can slay at, you know? Like, you probably have tricks that you're like, I know I can do this, like... slam dunk every time, you know? I feel like the same goes for, like, a singer or a dancer or whatever, you know? So we'll see. But, yeah, that must be really tough, like, planning in your head what to bring and what not to bring.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
That's really hard.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Stresses
me out.
Too
much stuff happening.
Next up was one of my favorite acts of the night, Blake Voigt, the magician. Sophie's brother is a fan of him, actually, via YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, away from the show. He is... awesome.
Incredible.
So what he did was he ripped the corners off dollar bills and then put them in his mouth.
Which
and
is
then...
gross, because you don't know where those have been.
Yeah. Just,
that's fine.
Like, probably diseases on there.
Right.
Anyway, there was a one and there was a 100.
Yeah.
And he put the one corner on the 100 and the 100 corner on the one via putting it in his mouth and pulling it out.
I don't even have a guess for how.
I don't have a guess.
I'm just like...
For me, this is one where, like, I don't want to know, because that's magic to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Like, we were talking about this a little bit while we were watching. I have a little bit of a problem with what people, as viewers, do with magic tricks on this show. Is, like, they'll go frame by frame and try to figure it out, or they'll go look it up on YouTube and then post it all over the internet in the comments, like, this is how they did it. For me, with magic, like, I just want it to be magic. I don't want to know how they do it. Like... It's more fun as a viewer and, like, as an audience member just to, like, let it happen rather than try to be a detective.
Yeah, and if you were going to go see it live, a live show of them, you're not going to be frame by frame of them in person. Exactly. So.
Except my brother would probably do that. He does a little bit of magic, so he probably wants to
hide. Well, I think as a magician, that's one thing. It's like if you are studying this and, like, I want to... Maybe AGT's in the family.
I was going to say, your brother going to go on this? Magician?
He does, like, a little hand magic. Like,
card.
No, he can go up to the judges. Maybe another Dossie.
Another Dossie. Next year. That would be fun. He could just bring you up in the background. By the way, she'll be contorting back there. Is that a word, contorting?
Contorting, yeah.
There you go. I think I said contortioning earlier, so that was my bad.
Contorting.
Contorting. Yeah, here I am with my lingo. Yeah. But for Blake, Simon even gave up a standing ovation. You called that. You're like, ooh, Simon's standing. It's a big deal when Simon stands. Yeah. I've seen multiple times where, like, three of the judges are standing and Simon's still, like,
of course,
sassy face in the corner. But like, when he stands, you know, that means it's the real deal. Simon loves magic, which is
that's
so
fascinating.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun to watch him talk about magic because you just expect him to like singing, but he's the one who kind of planted the seed in my head this season of it's like, no, there's no trick here. This is just magic. You're a witch or you're a wizard.
Yeah. It was pretty funny because like with the $100 bill and the one on side, he like kept on like playing. I know. Like, while they were just talking, he was just like, "What is this?"
He was. All the judges were like giving their opinions, and Simon was stuck in the corner, like really dissecting.
Like a multi-millionaire trying to figure out this like little magic trick.
Yeah. It really is amazing.
Yeah.
I would have done the same thing. It was really cool. I wonder where those are, those 101.
Do you think they work still? How does that work?
If I was, like, a store, I would want it just to, like, frame.
Like, there's a one on my corner. Yeah. Like
Plus, you have, like, two signatures on there.
That's
you
true.
You have Mel B's.
I could go for
George Lopez.
George
Lopez. Yeah, we forgot to even talk about him tonight. George Lopez was here. My bad.
He was on.
He was our guest judge tonight. Well, I guess I would have gone to him when we got to the Golden Buzzer anyway.
That's true.
But yeah, George Lopez was here. He's a fun one to have because he's a comedian, and so we had a few comedians tonight, so it's nice to like
bring someone in with
some skills. I always think though that they should have someone in like a dance-ish background to be a judge because it's so hard for them to even wrap their mind around what you do. You know, whereas I feel like if like Julianne Hough was on the panel,
they don't have that.
I mean?
Yeah.
Someone like her can at least be like, okay, I can maybe imagine myself even attempting doing something like this, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like it's sometimes really hard for them to judge people who do things that are just so far out of their world.
Yeah, which is also what confuses me about Heidi being on the panel.
Yeah, Heidi,
that's a whole other story.
She's a television personality, so that's kind of what it comes down to for her. Yeah,
yeah.
She's absolutely
I feel like
beautiful.
Lately she actually has, though, been like...
She has really good things to say.
When the other judges like go like, oh, we love this, like she's the one actually who says...
She's critical.
Like,
yeah, she is. I think it's because she's been on the show now for a while.
She's getting it.
She understands. I think she's kind of picking up on Simon's vibes of like, this is how to discover talent.
Yeah.
More so, which is like a talent in its own.
Yeah, definitely.
Next up is Ala and Daniel, the mother and son duo. Oh, this
so
kid
cute.
Can move his hips. Like, what?
So precocious. His stage presence. So, so good. Love him.
Like,
he was just jamming out there. He was like...
And then he's suave. Yeah. Like, I don't even want to say these words. I'm going to regret these words coming out of my mouth.
Okay, go
But,
for
like,
it.
Why does an 8-year-old have, like, sex appeal? But, like, I mean, doesn't he? He moves, like...
No, he's got, like, swag.
What?
He's
got
it. Like, imagine him at, like, 18.
I don't know. The ladies are going to come crawling.
They are. Like, he's already got it now. Like,
at 8.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, to even have that kind of stage presence and
he's
comfort
got it,
with dancing at such a young age, he's, like, literally a child. Most kids are, like, learning how to do multiplication tables. And here he is. Slaying it on the dance floor. It's beyond me. They made it through, which I was really happy about.
Yeah.
And
I wasn't sure if they were going to. So
I think it's like the cutest thing that he's doing is with his mom too.
They have such a unique dynamic
because
of that. It's so cute.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, like I'm just dancing with my mom. And it's like it actually like is very entertaining.
Yeah,
it's similar to the Lori Mae Hernandez thing where it's like you hear about like a kid dancing with his mom. And you're gonna be like, am I gonna force myself to like this right now? Am I gonna like have to fake laugh for Lori or am I gonna have to you know fake clap?
Yeah.
But no, all of them,
not at all.
It's like they come out and they kill it. Like it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like real pure talent. That's like clearly somewhat God-given because you don't just like know how to do that at 8 years old. Like,
yeah,
that's
the whole thing. Yeah,
it's born in his soul, man.
Oh yeah.
Next up was Charles and Rose, which we've talked a lot about Rose before.
I mean, they're definitely entertaining.
It was a striptease tonight, like a full-on striptease. I was, like, pretty uncomfortable watching it.
Yeah.
Heidi gave him an X, and I don't disagree with her, because I think, as a viewer, this isn't talent. No. I'm just going to put that out there. She's funny. She's, like, charming and, like, is entertaining to watch on TV.
She was kind of, like, she was really funny. But
yeah, she could be, like a Glozell type of personality. Yeah, just, like...
She should just move to Vegas. She doesn't need her own show, but she would just thrive in that environment. Yeah, she did a leg lift. I literally wrote, oh my god, ew. Like, it's just, I don't need to see that, like, on most people, much less.
I mean, good for her.
I'm not body shaming her. I'm not aging her anything. I think it's awesome that she does what she does, but do I think it's talent? No.
Probably not for this stage.
If I could do it, like I said, that's always my thing. If I could do it, it's not talent.
I can't do it, so.
I could do that.
I'm
not gonna, but I could dance in there and just go like this pretty much.
My leg get, like, inch off the ground.
I think it's more of like that's just like a fun thing that me and her husband do on the weekend,
which is like totally cool. Go for it.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, I respect them. I think they're funny, but we're at a point in this competition where there's no room for people like that. You know, like after the auditions, I understand bringing like someone like that through because people are going to tune in to see him again just to see what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But we're at a place now where like everyone that's made it through is actually genuinely talented. Yeah, and there are people that didn't make it, like Steven and, you know, people...
You can't afford to have people
And even Skylar, Skycats Raps. people who have real talent aren't making it through, so how can someone like that even be in the running, unfortunately? Next up was Mason the Karate Kid, which I just needed to bring him up because when he left tonight, I was, like, in tears. Gave him this, like, beautiful speech and moment about how people are going to say no to you and that you have to just, like, keep fighting.
So cute. I hope he keeps fighting. He's so cute. Yeah. He has so much potential already.
Kid. Yeah. He's really good. I mean, what he does is cool, but... Is it America's Got Talent?
It was pretty cool, though, like, him throwing, like, these weapons.
What were those? I don't know.
Anyway. Like they're like axes or something. Is like,
doing there was some danger there. But it wasn't, you know, in comparison to the other acts tonight, it didn't quite make the cut. Next up was Tape Face, who I love. Which Sophie said he doesn't always wear the tape backstage, which is good to know because I don't even think I would recognize him without the tape at this point.
And all the eye makeup.
Well, backstage, I actually didn't know who he was.
That's so funny.
I was like walking and I saw this guy like with like makeup on his eyes. I thought he was like a rocker. So yeah,
I'm like which contestant is that?
Yeah, like I don't remember you. By the way, they keep doing that. They bring people back for like a hot minute and then they like let them go, but we never even saw their audition. So I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
Like Dominique, the piano singer. Like, I didn't know her from the first week, and then you bring her back and show her, and then she's out. It's like, I almost wonder why I'd rather spend more time with people that we have remembered.
Yeah.
I kind of hope, like, they did, like, a clip of her or something in the first
episode. Right, like, just a snippet, so we knew who she, like, returned. If you're already showing her in the second round, like, it's almost confusing for people maybe tuning in, like, is this an audition again? Yeah. No. Anyway, Tape Face did some great, like, airplane and then skydiving thing, which was really funny. He's great. Like I said last time, like, being a comedian and not using words.
I was going to say, the stage presence like without a mime, speaking.
He is like a mime, actually. He uses his eyes for expression. Like, I don't even know how he does. And he uses very small props, like a straw or something?
It was a toothbrush.
A toothbrush, right. He uses, like, really small, simple props like that or the oven mitts, you know, but he makes them hilarious and makes it really big.
His gestures, just everything that he uses other than his mouth.
Yeah. I thought he was going to put tape on Howie because he's like...
That's right.
It's very captivating. He brings Howie up and he makes a tape face with him and, like, sings from the envelope in his stomach, which was really funny. It was
like
just
a 3-year-old in, like, a 30-year-old's body, which is great.
It's awesome. It was just, like, and watching all of his interview bits are just funny. Mm. He's, like, a character and will go far on the show, I think, because people just kind of want to see weirdos that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we always talk about this, but where else on TV is someone like that going to go?
Yeah.
This is the space for him, and...
Definitely not The Voice. We won't be going there.
Yeah. No chair turns, because no one can hear it.
Yeah. I'd like to see that, actually.
I think it's cool that he uses, like, everyday household items, because, like, someone watching that at home might pick up an oven mitt and embrace, like, their imagination and their inner child. And
like Sophie.
And be fun. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. They were talking about that tonight, actually. Howie said, he's like, I feel like kids all over America tomorrow are going to be doing this at school, or at least attempting to.
Yeah, and I also think he could be, like, the next Tim Burton animated movie.
Totally.
Would be, like, Tape Face, and the story
see
is
that.
Tape Face.
And it could just be, like a 30-minute... I almost see it like being, like, a short.
A Pixar short.
Yeah.
Like, before you go see Toy Story kind of thing.
That would be really cool.
Get a lot of exposure from that.
Yeah, I feel like he could have, like, a really cool, even if that doesn't work out for him, like, a cool, like, YouTube web series.
Oh, yeah, he could do a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot you could do with that. And it's just, it's cool, it's unique. I again, haven't seen anything like this before. So, and I've been watching this show since the beginning. And so seeing something totally unique and new is cool for me.
Yeah.
You know, like, there are a few acts that you've just kind of feel like you've seen before or something like it. Him, never seen anything like it. It's a lot of fun to watch. I'm very excited for him. Next up was Good Girl. They sang This Is How We Do It. Simon literally said, I hated your song choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. What does that feel like?
It was a weaker episode overall we were talking about. And I think he was a little harsher. But I think he should have been. Because, like we said, some people just, compared to their first audition, they were going down, not up, where you need to be going.
Yeah, same with Dominique. And then we get to Madison Watkins, who's a singer who I actually loved. She sang Let It Go by James Bay.
Yeah, I think I saw her at the taping I went to. And they didn't show her, I don't think, her first audition, but I saw
it. Was she good in person?
Yeah, she was really good. I loved her. And I had kind of forgotten about her. And then I saw she was on tonight, and I was like, oh my gosh, she was so good. I don't know.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has a really good name, so congratulations.
Yeah, I thought she was amazing. I was actually bummed she didn't make it through. That was just a tough moment that they had to choose between her and another talented singer. So, unfortunately, it didn't work out for her. But I hope this isn't the end of her. I want to hear more of her music. She was really, really good.
Yeah.
She sounded, like, almost exactly like her.
Yeah, she did. It was a really good cover. James Bay sings that song. But, yeah, it was a really good cover. I thought it was great. Next up was our golden buzzer winner of the night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Malevo. Which, I understand why they're a golden buzzer winner, because they literally are an entire Vegas show wrapped up and tied in a bow. They have drums, they have jump ropes, they have ramps and tap dancing. Like, they literally do everything. And I remember saying that when we first saw them, I was like, this group can do everything.
Which is what they're looking for on this show. It's perfect.
Yeah, I don't know. What did you think? Did you get to see them at all, or no? Not in person yet?
I actually got to see them in person. I remember it was, like, right after they got the golden buzzer, they were all backstage and they were dancing. And in fact, the guys are like, shush, we're filming.
That's what I was so funny. Yeah. You could tell they were all crying and hugging. Yeah. And you could tell they're so
close. It was
a
really good moment.
And so passionate about it. They had so much emotion. The judges kept mentioning passion, which stood out so much. And when they started tap dancing, I was just like,
who knew they could do that?
So cool. So cool.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
That was a really solid performance. And I'm really excited to see what they do in the live shows. I feel like they kind of brought new stuff this time from what they did last time, so I'm sure they'll bring even more.
Yeah.
But again, like, for a golden buzzer moment, I like something, like, big and emotional, and, like, I didn't cry.
Yeah, I didn't.
So, just saying. I don't know. Nothing against them, but
they cried, crying, so that was...
Yeah, they cried. next up was Ian Stewart. He did some, like, bow and arrow... What are those called?
Crossbow.
It was unfortunate because it was actually kind of cool, but he didn't have any stage presence, which made it kind of boring and awkward.
Yeah, Mel was like, is he going to talk? Or
right.
I think what first made it awkward was when the balloon... So that weird... That,
what
that was, like, so strange.
Yeah,
it just, like, went, like, boop, and then, like, the balloon stuff deflate.
Like, kind of, I asked Sophie, I was like, do you use balloons? And she was like, no, that's why. You never know what's going to happen.
Good choice. Good idea.
Yeah, so that was a little bit uncomfortable to watch.
But then the through the legs thing.
It was really cool.
It was cool.
But I felt like it was almost too fast for me to see.
That's true. Going off each,
which, that takes crazy precision, like we were talking about with some of the stuff that you do. Like, that had to be lined up perfectly for that to
work. If he misses that one.
Doomed.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, didn't end up making it through, and I think that was just because, unfortunately, his stage presence wasn't there.
Yeah.
Next up was Ryan Stock and, what's his girl's name?
Amberlynn.
I can't really talk to this because it was so nasty. The first thing he assumed was put a blowtorch out on his tongue.
I was like, he's probably going to just be like,
gushing
hello,
blood.
Yeah, he had a little lisp going on after that one.
Yeah. Like, I don't... is that talent or is that just like a freak
stupid
show?
Sorry.
Yeah, kind of. He puts a chainsaw and a drill, like the drill went down like into his small
intestine. I got nauseous.
It's like I've seen sword sawing, but I have not seen that.
A moving drill.
Oh my gosh.
Completely nauseous.
Yeah. I mean, Howie did say something like, as much as people hate it, there are people that love it that much. And I think that's why they made it through, because these people, like, similar to last season's The Professional Regurgitator, like, people love watching gross, weird stuff like that. And so I think that he just made it through because it was, like, appealing to a certain audience. Next up was the homeschooled comedian Ryan Beard, the singing comedian, and it didn't go so well tonight. Simon actually X'd him.
Yeah,
sometimes hard to watch. The X we were saying is really jarring. Is it really loud in person?
Oh yeah, I remember I was backstage in the auditions, and we were like filming something, and I remember like someone hit the X, and I just like jumped up because you were like, not expecting it.
Yeah, so. I feel like that's probably really hard to.
And it's like so loud in person.
And so how do you like continue going? Yeah. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah,
that was rough.
Yeah. I was really sad because I loved him the first time. He was so cute and he was so different. So I was kind of upset.
Yeah, so unfortunately he didn't make it through. Next up was Sam Morril, who is a comedian and apparently has had some success. He's on like the Comedy Serious radio and is FaceTiming with Amy Schumer.
No big deal.
Casual. I don't think he made it through. But, you know, I feel like he's already on tour with Amy Schumer or something. So
I think he's got
he's
it.
Gonna
he's
be fine. Okay. He was pretty funny.
He was. That hoarder joke about him being the only thing they can get rid of.
Yeah.
Like, that's hilarious.
About his ex-girlfriend. it was funny, but unfortunately it didn't make the cut.
But he'll be fine.
He'll be okay. I hope
take her under
his comedy career continues. I think there are just other comedians in the competition right now that are stronger, unfortunately.
Definitely.
At least better for this kind of stage. Which leads us to our final act of the night, Brian Justin Krem.
Love him.
Goddess.
Still.
Literally. Yes. Like, I don't even know. I have words. He's beast mode singer. He's saying, I'm a creep, which we found out he has some Broadway background and he's extremely, extremely talented. In the beginning, I was a little concerned about the song choice because it was softer and slow.
Yeah.
And I was like, is he going to belt it out? Like, I want to hear him belt it out.
And he did.
He gave me what I wanted. He gave the people what they wanted.
And the payoff is so worth it when he finally does. It just builds and builds. And you're like, when's it going to happen? And then it happens. And then he brings it back down. Which is, like, amazing.
To have that control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
Yeah, the way he can control his voice is, like, how she can control her.
Yeah.
Whoop, splits in the air. Very impressive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings us our seven acts. Our Alan Daniel, the dancer, mother and son. Daniel, our 17-year-old singer, Tape Face. Ryan and Amber Lynn. Blake, the magician with the dollar, Blake Voigt, Brian Justin Krem, and then Maleva, our Golden Buzzer winner.
Mm-hmm.
Which of these was your favorite tonight?
My favorite had to be Brian Krem again. Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't as strong of an episode, so nothing really stood out to me, but he wowed me again. I would say he was my favorite, but my least favorite was Ryan Stock and Amber Lynn, because I can't look, which I've said before, and I get that there's a niche for that, but that's me? Nope.
What about you? Which was I won't make you say at least favorite, because these are your friends. These are your people. But which of those, of the ones that made it through tonight, was your favorite?
I don't know. I sort of like Maleva, only because, like, they kind of, like, filled
cool.
the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They
did fill the stage. Yeah, it was awesome. I would say my favorite of the night was Blake Voigt, the magician.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I was pretty mesmerized, and I still... Yeah. Still, I'm trying to think about how he did that, and I want to watch it again, and, like, you were saying that he has some cool stuff up on YouTube.
Yeah.
I want to check it out, but I also don't, because, like I said, when we were watching, I feel like if I look these people up on YouTube, it's going to spoil what they're going to do in the show.
We were saying that with Tape Face, right?
Yeah, with Tape Face, because he has a lot of his stuff online, and even with Sam Morril, actually, Sophie's dad was joining us while we were watching, and he had actually already heard that exact same comedy bit.
Yeah.
So I feel like you shouldn't... If you're going to try to watch this week to week, look up the people. Because even with on your website, there's a picture of you with, like, the fire.
Yeah.
And so if I had looked that up before watching last week's episode, it would have ruined the fact that I knew she was going to do that, you know?
Except this next week's one.
Not
online.
None
of it's anywhere.
Is it? Ooh. Have you done this trick before?
I've never done it in front of an audience.
Live, folks.
The stakes.
You heard it here first.
Stakes are high.
So.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Oh my
Sophie Gossie. New trick on America's Got Talent live shows. Better tune in.
Oh yeah.
August 2nd, y'all. Okay, well, that is kind of all we have here tonight. Where can they find you online if they want to continue the conversation?
You can find me on Twitter at Madison Kramer TV.
Sophie, where can they hit you up to ask about Golden Buzzer moments?
At Sophie Dossie.
With an F.
S-O-F-I-E. Well, thank you, Sophie, again for joining us.
Yes, thank
Filled
you.
In for Megan for us tonight, slash came as a royal guest of honor, Golden Buzzer winner. Super happy to have you.
Yes, always.
Always welcome back. And my name is Dani Golub. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Dani Golub. It was great hanging with everyone tonight and talking AGT.
Yeah.
We will be back next week to talk the last round of judge cuts and some other fun stuff. So see you then.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.